Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, a weekly series sharing personal narratives about life on and around Fort Bragg during the last 100 years. It's a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg is first and foremost a military installation, but it's also the workplace for thousands of civilian employees. Libby Bryce was 20 years old in 1961 when she got a job working on post as a secretary for the Criminal Investigation Division.
I would take statements in shorthand from people that they were interviewing or had arrested, and then I would go type it up on my old manual typewriter, 12 copies with carbon paper between them. There were only three of us women that worked in that division. And one was Calleroy, she was my boss, and another lady named Lynn, and me. And it was real exciting because something was going on all the time. At one end of the building was the military police, and then at our end of the building was the Criminal Investigation Division. And they teased me because I was so Southern, and I would answer the phone, CID, may I help you? And I couldn't change my accent to save my life.
Working on Bragg allowed Libby a brush with history. On October 12, 1961, President John F. Kennedy arrived to meet with Brigadier General William Yarborough and address the troops.
14,000 combat-ready soldiers of the 82nd Airborne Division assembled at Fort Bragg, awaiting the arrival of the Commander-in-Chief.
So I hope that those of you who serve here during these days of a cold peace will recognize that every day that you are on duty and in a position of preparedness, you are maintaining freedom all around the globe.
At the conclusion of his address, the fighting power of the 82nd Airborne was paraded before the president.
It was on this trip that Kennedy famously approved the Green Beret as the official headgear of the Special Forces. In between parades and demonstrations, the three women in Libby's office concocted a plan to get the president's attention. They found an isolated spot along his route and lined up to form a human stoplight.
Shirtwaist dresses were very popular at that time. And we just happened by accident have a red one, a green one, and a yellow one. So Calleroy figured out that we could go out to the drop zone where he would be driving by President Kennedy. We went out there. I'm not sure where we went, but there was no trees or anything. Big open space with a road going by. And we're standing there in green, yellow, red order next to the road. And here comes the white convertible with President Kennedy sitting up in the back seat on the back up high. And he saw us and he had the driver stop. And we were like 20 feet away, and he looked at us and made eye contact and started laughing so hard, slapping his leg and everything, that we thought he was going to fall off. And then he waved us goodbye. So we made eye contact with the president a couple years before he died. He enjoyed it, and we did too.
Libby Bryce lives in Moore County. Her story was produced as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. You can hear her story and others in the series on WUNC's website. If you'd like to share your own Fort Bragg story, there's a link at wunc.org.